I would invite you to pray with me that God will bless our message this morning. Father God in heaven, we praise your name for your word and the ministry of Holy Spirit, even though we cannot see, but we feel your presence. This is a special moment, Lord. Help to speak through us. Speak in us. Speak in spite of us. That our hearts may touch, draw nearer, closer to you. May your name be glorified. May your words speak clearer to us. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The message this morning is from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew 15, verse 21 to 28. The evangelist Matthew penned a special event about the great faith of a Canaanite woman who went to meet Jesus, request healing and miraculous power in the behalf of her daughter. So that's where the message for us this morning, Matthew 15:21 up to verse 28. You may look at your Bible, your scripture. I will read it for us. I'm reading from the New International Version. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Here is the story that evangelist Matthew place in that section of chapter 15 purposely. A story of a lonely mother with a child suffered, oppressed, harassed by the devil. I've seen people harassed by the devil in different ways. Maybe they overdose themselves and sick as a dog on the street, harassed by the devil. But this woman, the spirit of the devil actually possessed her daughter and make her suffer. She was restless and would like to find healing restorations for her. So she went out. When she learned about there was a good prophet, teacher, coming from to her directions. The essence of the passage is found in verse 28. When Jesus saw the woman and what happened, he commended her faith. So Jesus said, "O woman, great is thy faith. Let it be to you as you desire." Women, you have such a great faith. May your request be granted to you. Our master was impressed, was moved, amazed by such a great faith. But prior to the experience of Jesus meeting the Canaanite woman, Evangelist Mark would like to point out something by looking at the beginning of chapter 15. If you look at chapter 15, verse 1 up to verse 22, there you see that Jesus was at the other town, the Jewish town called Gennesaret. There Jesus was rejected. He confronted the stubbornness of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. Jesus was not welcome in the town by his people. And Matthew pointed that out. The Pharisees rejected Jesus and the disciples, accusing them that they broke the traditions of the elders by eating without washing their hands. They disrespect, not observing the traditions of the elders. They accused Jesus and disciples for not respecting the Sabbath, and even confused people with their rebellious messages. So they were looking for a legal allocation to arrest Jesus. Their pride, their hate of Jesus, rejected him. In Gennesaret, as it mentioned in 15:1-20, it mentioned that confrontations that Jesus confronts the stubbornness of the Pharisees. If you look at verse 3, how Jesus responds harshly to the ignorance of the teachers of the law. In verse 3 he said, "Pharisees, Sadducees, you are the one who break the law of God for the sake of your divisions. Not me, it's you who twisted the law in your advantage." In verse 7, Jesus says, "You are the hypocrites," just like Isaiah predicts. In verse 8, "These people draw near to me with their mouth, honors with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, so they worship in vain. But they are promoting and teaching the doctrines of men." Jesus said to the Pharisees, the prophets Isaiah is truly, "You worship me with your lips, but your heart is not with me." Even Jesus pressed further in verse 13 and he said, "God said, you are the plants that my father was not planted in the vineyard. He needed to be uprooted. You are the blind leading the blind. Surely you will be fall into a pit." Jesus confronted harshly the stubbornness of the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, the people they're supposed to accept the Messiah and become a barrier, the light bearers to the world. My family this morning, could it be that we ourselves repeating the same mistakes that the Pharisees, Sadducees mistake when they confronted Jesus? Could it be that we are vulnerable to the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye and the pride of life, that allow us to break the commandments of God or distance us from our relationship with the Lord? Could it be that Jesus is speaking to us as well? The old life that we have needs to be died daily. Our uncleansed heart need to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus every day. Could it be that we ourselves breaking the law of God because we distance from our walk with the Lord? How often we break our resolutions with Jesus, with God. When David was confronted by the servant of God, David said, Lord, create in me a new heart. Renew in me a new spirit in me. Let not your spirit depart from me. Could it be Jesus wants us to have a renewal of hearts, that we may closer to him instead of distance, and we be vulnerable to breaking the law of God? If you continue to look at what happened, it all happened in the town, the Jewish town called Gennesaret. And verse 21 tells us, Jesus withdrew from that Jewish city where he was rejected and not welcomed by his own people, and that saddened his heart. The people of God, the chosen nations, but when Christ came, they rejected him. They missed to realize that he is the Savior. Jesus, as Matthew presented to us, verse 21, withdrew from Gennesaret, departed to Tyre and Sidon. It's a town of Gentiles. Jewish people are not allowed to go there, but the Gentiles heard about miraculous power of Jesus Christ, and they wonder who he was. They were willing to meet him, to see him. So Jesus went to the border of Sidon, and that's where the women of Canaanites came to see Jesus. The Canaanite woman, we say, was not in peace. She was crying out, making silly sound noises, coming and worship Jesus. She was emotionally unstable, mentally disturbed, just as many parents will feel for the misfortunate of their children. While we were at the seminary, when my older son was about 12 months old, he accidentally swallowed a piece of paper and choked him. As I was looking at him, his hand was throwing out, grasping to breathe. His eyes opened. I felt I myself was grasping for air to breathe. Feel like I was losing my life. Sympathy for my child. Panically, I put my hands in his mouth. I could have killed him, but somehow managed to clear that paper from him. The Bible says the woman came to Jesus, desperately crying out, Lord, help me! Have mercy on my child. In the presence of Jesus, the Canaanite woman learned that Jesus is a compassionate teacher. She realized that he's a good prophet. She learned from her friends, learned from different areas, from different peoples that talks about him, that he has the power to heal the sick, restore sight to the blind, renew strength to the weary, raise dead to life, call the paralyzed to walk. From that news, it sprung out hope in your hearts. From hearing the good news about Jesus has power, faith was born in your hearts. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing, by listening to the Word of God. That's where the faith of Canaanite woman, she learned from the grapevine about Jesus. She was told by the miraculous power he has to perform miracles. Her faith was born in her heart and willing to come and meet Jesus. My friend, this morning, the Savior commend the faith of the Samaritan woman. The faith that put her trust into the power of the gospel, that will find restorations for herself. May I suggest that Jesus recommend the faith of a Canaanite woman. The faith that was born out of hearing and believing in the Word of God. A faith that inspired by trusting in the power of the gospel. Faith that has no barriers. Faith that penetrates through the prejudice of the Jewish to the Gentiles. Faith that was shaped and molded by fully trusting the divine power of God. When the Word of God preached through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing the Word of God. Our faith shall be moved to trust in God that He has power to restore our relationship with Him. Last Sabbath I held a memorial service at the 155 Corpus Group Support Battalion where I served as a reserve chaplain. I preached a message of hope that the cross is the symbol of hope in the midst of hopelessness. I preached a message that the cross symbolizes suffering, pain and shame. The cross is also a symbol of justice and righteousness. Through the cross of Jesus Christ, we're able to see the righteousness and justice of God, for He set us free, and that cross stands for freedom from the bondage of sin. I point out to the soldiers, the message of the cross is what this country stands for. We stand for justice and freedom for us all. After the memorial service, Christian soldier came by him. Chaplain, thank you for the memorial service. After the memorial service, intelligence officer stopped by and she said, thank you, Chaplain. But I want you to know, there were soldiers offended by the message. I said to her, I agree with her, with you. But because I am a Christian chaplain, I can never restrain myself by preaching the message that I believe. I know people will be offended. And I do believe faith comes from hearing the Word of God. That's what faith gave birth in the hearts of Samaritan women. She confessed, you are the son of David. Help me. Where could she learn from that Jesus was the Messiah, was the son of David? The fact we know she confessed and her faith come into its fullness and come to Jesus, confessing He is the son of David, son of God. Interesting to know, in verse 23 of Matthew 15. As the woman came to Jesus and present her petitions in behalf of her daughter, verse 23 tells us, Jesus was silent without response to her request. Not only Jesus did not say a word, remained silent, the disciple came to Jesus and said to him, Jesus, let's send her away. Jesus, we better deny her request. My family this morning, delayed response is not a denial, but it's a call for a persistent faith. We may experience heaven remain silent. That doesn't mean God denies us. But it's a calling for persistent faith. As we heard, we learned about one of our friend, Maurice Gamble, suffered with cancer. Doctor says there's no hope. At Maurice Gamble's house, we had a Bible study group, been studied for about 6 weeks now. Last week he had a surgery. I went to his house for our Bible study group, and he calls on the phone and he said, don't go to my house, come to the hospital. I went to the hospital, the members of the group were there by his bedside. And he said, let's have our Bible study here. We studied together the book of Daniel. We watching the video as Mark Philly preached. And then we do the lesson study. The nurse came in and he said, would you like to join our Bible studies? Some of the family members came in and he said, please join us and we'll talk after the Bible studies. My friend, this morning, sometimes heaven may seem silent, but that doesn't mean God denies us. But it's a call for persistent faith. That's why Jesus commended the faith of the Samaritan woman, persisting in her faith. We may ask how to have a persistent faith. There are some elements that we can learn from the experience of this Canaanite woman. Persistent faith can be nurtured by interceding in the behalf of others. She petitions her request in the behalf of her daughter. Persistent faith comes where we intercede in the behalf of others, as well as our personal needs. Persistent faith comes by don't remain silent with our burdens. Voice it to the Lord. He cares for us. Don't remain silent with our burdens. Persistent faith can be pulled and nurtured by worshiping God in the humble heart. She came to Jesus. The disciple rejected her. But she persisted. In the humble heart, she knelt before him and worshiped. To be persistent in our faith, we must worship in the humble spirit. To have a persistent faith, we must realize Jesus said to the disciples, I come for the lost sheep of Israel. Jesus do care for the lost sheep to be saved. We must know that Jesus do care and encourage us to be persistent in our faith. In the seats for others, don't be silent with our needs. Worship in the humble spirit. And also, Jesus promised he cares for the sinners, for the one who confessed, Jesus, help me, just like the woman know and fall in love with that passions of Christ for the lost soul. That's how persistent faith can be in benefits for us. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. We need persistent faith. Because evangelist Luke 18 verse 8 challenges us with a very important question. He said, when the Son of Man comes, will he ever find faith on earth? It's a calling for a persistent faith. As we look at the experience of the Canaanite woman coming to meet Jesus, we discover that when our faith will be tested, claim our privilege. The Canaanite woman feels the loving passions of the Savior as he was testing the sincerity of her faith. The Master took the positions that was deep rooted in the prejudiced nature and the judgmental mind of the disciples. The Master took the positions that was flourished in the mind and in the hearts of the Pharisees. They considered themselves the children of the kingdom and regarded the Gentiles lower equals with animals. Jesus, unfortunately, Jesus, take the humiliating test to educate the disciples and to reveal the power of faith in the life of a humble believer. Jesus said to the woman, it is not right. It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And the response of the Canaanite woman, she said, yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. She knew the benefits that out of the Jews come salvation to the Gentiles and to the world. She claimed it, even though I am the outcast. But I claim my privilege because I put my trust in Jesus Christ. Even the dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the master's table. The Savior was amazed, marveled by a great faith. And he said, woman, what a great faith you have. Let it be to you as you desire. My family, this morning, Canaanite woman's faith can be a lesson for us. Faith that was born out of hearing and receiving the power of the gospel, that there is power to transform life. There should be an evidence of transformation in our life when we hear and keep hearing the power of the gospel. Faith can be seen and developed even though heavens remain silent, but it's a call for persistent faith, knowing that God does not deny us. When we are tested with our faith, claim your privilege. Claim the promise of Jesus that he comes for the lost sheep of Israel, for those who confess and willing to have the power of Jesus Christ. For us to remain as faithful Christians, we must have the faith. At least was demonstrated by the life of this Canaanite woman. And the Master say, your faith is great. May it be done to you, to us, as we desire, as we move on to be a light bearers for the kingdom of God. May God bless us this Sabbath. Amen.
Closing hymn, let's turn to number 524. It's over the last few months.